A prove-it game for the Browns defense. They are on fraud watch because they gave up 20 points to probably one of the seven least good quarterbacks. I'm going to say least good. I'm not even going to say least anything else. It's least good. I'm going to use improper grammar to say that. But it is entirely too early. I actually, as a guy who loves these things in the proper time, where are you on mock drafts just in general in football? Do you eat them up? Do you hate them?
When it's this early, I don't eat them up at all. Okay. I take it with a grain of salt early on. Now, as we're getting closer, maybe December, January, and I start seeing these mock drafts, yeah, then I start to play into it.
So my problem is when Mel Kiper kind of first started doing those in publications, and he did them on ESPN, it was what should they do? It wasn't predictive. And now we've gotten to an era where people want to have the most amount right. And I think it completely ruins the fun of it. The fun of it is, how well do you know the team? How well do you think that players fit in there? And instead, sometimes those the draft nicks err on the side of, I want to pound my chest and say, I got 9 first-round picks right, and you got 8. And honestly, all that is sourcing information. It's not that impressive to me. But I agree with you on the timing of it. And well, go ahead.
Well, and I was going to say, when you look at this right now, there is a lot of media gurus out there that put these mock drafts together. I go with Mel Kiper all day long.
I love Trevor Sikkema. I know McShay has kind of taken a little step back after the ESPN thing, but like, still love McShay. Like, I love the where do you act or how do you think the player actually fits in? But I'll be honest with you, in October, I know we're just into October, so really it's in September. You don't know so much of these players and whether they're draftable. I know we're gearing towards like, okay, what are your projectables? Like, you know, what are your athletic traits? But when it comes to the football component, you know, the one that matters, what are you like as a football? You can't tell for half of these dudes until you get halfway through the season. And when I say half, I'm talking like November. Even in November, it's super early. But we bring this up here on October 3rd with the Commanders game coming up on Sunday. The second of 3 straight road games for the Cleveland Browns, who are 1-3 and absolutely need a win, so I don't have to talk about these things earlier in the season, because Yahoo Sports put out their mock draft. And I want to, this is an honest, we're not going to do the should they, shouldn't they. That's how we're doing. The question is, what's your first thought when you hear who Yahoo Sports mocked to the Browns at the 5th pick? 216-474-0092, at Nick Wilson says, Yahoo mocked Colorado quarterback Shedeur Sanders to the Browns at 5. Your initial reaction, surface level, what's the first thing you think?
First thing is like, can't happen. I don't need to see Deion Sanders here every weekend.
My first thought is, haven't we been through enough?
Right.
And some of this is my cynicism on the kid. Like, I think he makes a lot of the splashy plays, but like, I don't know. There's just, whether it's his personality that I don't like, which is like, you know, I know the Colorado State quarterback talked to him smack about that going into that game. After the game's over, just have a little class. Who cares what somebody said to you? It's over. Everybody talks trash before the game. Shut up and shake his hand and say good game. So some of this is, and honestly, some of this is, I've always thought Deion was fraudulent. Like, as somebody who grew up in the church, to see somebody who's claiming to be something and falling short of it because of ego and things that I really don't like, Deion frustrates me as a person. Because he should be an agent of change in college football. I don't give a damn that they're 4-1. I'll believe that that's a playoff team or a top 20 team when I see it at the end of the season. Because I think the problems start with, that dude's a little bit fraudulent. So, yeah, I don't want his kid here.
Well, before they switched over in conferences, he was in the Pac-12. I'm a huge fan of the Arizona Wildcats. Mm-hmm. So watching him play last year, I was like, he's okay. You know, but it's the last name. It's the Sanders side of it.
Yeah.
So you're already playing into, because it's Deion Sanders' son, you're saying, oh, well, he's got to be this big-time player. Well, let's go back and say Michael Jordan's kids. They weren't Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Well, and Sanders is not Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders was a very good football player and a very good baseball player. But his son doesn't have that caliber yet. And to have him right now in the mock draft going number 5 to the Browns, that doesn't float with me.
So there's the natural skepticism about Deion, which again informs my skepticism about Shedeur, which is then informed by the ego thing that I see that is just his chip on the shoulder. And maybe that's what makes him a great athlete, by the way. Maybe that's the thing that drives him. It certainly was with Baker. That being said, I just don't see it. Like, I think the talent is obvious. It's not about the talent. It is, and I compared this, and I've compared this to, like, when everybody was making a big deal out of Daniel Jones when he came out of Duke. I remember saying, like, one, Duke has not been good with him. They've been, like, an average ACC team when the ACC blew. So you've already got that. And then, two, it's so hard to evaluate a player when they don't have enough around them. And they've got, I actually disagree. I think some people think this is just Travis Hunter. No, they've got like four dudes who have like 4.29 speed. It is stupid when those guys get open down the field. In the NFL, I know Mahomes can get away with this. Do you realize how special you have to be the, what is it, the 2 seconds in cloud of dust where you're just, everybody's running go routes? like that's... That's basically the Colorado offense, and I know they are trying to evolve the offense. But like, it's so, when you don't have a good offensive line, you're not backed by a good defense. You're projecting more than anything, and Shedeur Sanders is playing. One, he's beaten some bad teams. Sorry, somebody has to say it. Two, I just don't like. Okay, he's a great athlete. Okay, he's got a good arm. What about every other thing that a quarterback has to do? Like, he kind of reminds me of like a Kyler Murray minus, just a little bit bigger.
Well, and I think the big kicker, and you just played on it perfectly, the attributes, you know, and the intangibles of being a quarterback. I mean, if you're supposedly expecting to be a top caliber quarterback coming out in the draft, then you have to have all the intangibles, and you can't make a mistake and miss on a quarterback in the first round.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Because, again, this is not, we're not talking should they not.
Right.
That is probably a January conversation. Or if this really goes poorly, like in previous years, it's like a November conversation. And I will be holding out to the last opportunity here. But I just think, like, if your problem is you don't think Deshaun can read a defense and he holds on to a ball too much, guys, I've watched a lot of Shedeur. He bails on the pocket real quick. He holds on to the ball too much. And a lot of the big plays, like, I know the NFL is geared towards explosive plays now. Guys, it can't just all be hero ball. There's like a lot of nuance in the NFL. And I think that's what people miss with Mahomes. They think he's just like an air raid quarterback, or he's just like playing 500 with his friends in school. Guys, watch Pat. He does a lot of things really freaking well that allow him the opportunity to step up on a go route, or if Xavier Worthy gets, you know, gets some space at 15 yards out and put a dart there and allows a kid to make the play. I'm not saying, I'm not a quarterback evaluator. So I'm not trying to act like some radio dudes know, like I know more than anyone else. I don't. I'm just saying there's a lot of holes here. And if we do get to a point in January, we're talking about quarterbacks, I have so much apprehension about bringing that mess to this mess.
Like, it's not going to jive.
Can I just get a guy with, like, at this point, you know, it's funny, man. I used to, Tom Brady bored the crap out of me as a person. He has no personality. You're seeing it in the broadcast, but no personality, no filter, no flavor, no nothing. I'll kill for it now. Like, give me a Kirk Cousins. Give me a Pat Mahomes. Give me a CJ Stroud. Give me a guy with no personality, no chip, no flavor, who's simply good at quarterbacks. That's all I want now. All right? I'm done with the bad boys. Give me a good boy. Give me a cliche machine. And Shedeur Sanders is not that.
No, not by any means. You don't need all that excess baggage. You know, they come rolling into Colorado a couple years ago. It's like, it's all about prime time. It's all about Sanders and the quarterback of the future, you know, to bring the Buffaloes back. Can't happen.
That guy in Cleveland, Sanders' son, sounds like a trap player to me. Agreed. We're going to ask Pete Futek about this. I know he covers college football, but I just don't, like, people have been proclaiming this dude since last year as a number one pick, a top five pick. I do not see it. Shedeur Sanders, first thought When you saw Yahoo Sports, and or maybe heard just now, that Yahoo Sports mocked Shedeur Sanders to the Browns with a fifth pick this year, honestly, what was your reaction? We'll ask Pete that next on 92.3 The Fan.